Good morning, everyone. I've had my other blog post ready for a while, but I was not able to post it because we had to travel because of a death in our family. And then I had my once-a-year asthma attack, and I'm just now able to get my normal voice back. I want to thank everybody for reading my blog, and especially for those that commented. I really enjoyed how open you were in your comments, and it's just so surprising how we get this vision of who people are, because we're actually quite different, and there's a lot more to us than people realize. A lot of the women that commented are some of the strongest women I know, yet they have the same fears that I do. So this post is a little different. It's a phrase that, when I first started to hear it, I thought it was a little awkward. What's new and good? But now I realized I really like it. There's a lot of sadness out there and a lot of hard things going on. And coming through this last couple weeks, I know that for sure. And all of us face those struggles. But it's a good idea to focus on what's new and good. It always is a reminder to us that despite sadness and pain and things that are happening, that we do have new and good things in our lives, and maybe if we focus on those a little bit, it'll help us to get over the sad times a little better. Thank you all for reading, and I hope to talk to you soon.